Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Sunday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Now, of course, there's only one place to start, and that's by looking back at yesterday's FA Cup quarterfinals, or last day, as I like to call it. Ah, the magic of the FA Cup struck once again with Championship side commentary scoring twice in added time to beat Wolves 3-2 at Molineux. So our first live commentary of the day on TalkSport. Here's reaction from the commentary gaffer Mark Robbins and the former England striker Dean Ashton.
Bidwell throwing the ball forward towards O'Hare, who's got round his man. Ball inside the area for Sims for Wright. Oh, they've won it! They've won it! Coventry have won it in the 10th minute of stoppage time. That is the most extraordinary FA Cup fight back you could ever wish to see.
It's an incredible achievement, there's no doubt about it.
And if unbelievable is an overused word, let me tell you, this is unbelievable.
Astonishing. Absolutely astonishing, that.
Wow, what memories these Coventry City fans will be taking home today.
And for the first time since 1987, Coventry are in the FA Cup semi-finals.
There's moments in your career where you can have the sort of defining moments, or there's moments that you can actually refer back to, and this surely should be one of those for the players that played today.
Who says this isn't the best domestic cup football competition in the world? It is quite extraordinary.
It's the FA Cup. It's just unbelievable. It's football.
It's another classic FA Cup upset. It just is, and what a roller coaster. You tell me, by looking at those players and the staff members of Coventry, it doesn't really matter. Absolute nonsense. What a competition.
What a competition. The best club competition, the oldest club competition in the world.
It's why we, first of all, love football. It's why we love cup competitions. It's ours, remember. It's our FA Cup.
It doesn't happen very often in people's careers, so they have to enjoy it. They've got to enjoy it and then see where it takes us.
And the Coventry fans, who've had such an extraordinary, painful, heartbreaking journey over a generation, are in ecstasy. They cannot believe what they've seen.
Massively proud of the whole club. The whole club. You know, it's come from a really dark place over a 7-year period. You know, to bring it back to a club that's been taken seriously, is the pride is there.
Mark Robbins has seen it all in his managerial career, in his playing career. Famed for being the man that saved Fergie's job with a goal in the FA Cup. But this is even more far-reaching and dramatic in the career of Mark Robbins.
You know, the fact that we're in a semi-final of an FA Cup, I think you need to pinch me a little bit, but I think that when you look back on it, I think we've done really, really well to get through.
These things don't happen. They don't happen every week. This is a one-off. Most players will never go throughout their career having been in that position and then scoring two so late. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
You're going to Wembley.
TalkSport Daily.
Elsewhere in Saturday's other FA Cup quarterfinals, Man City made it through to the last four after beating Newcastle. Here's all the fallout from that game on the Game Day phone-in with Jamie O'Hara and Gabby Agbon-Lahore.
Newcastle United falter at the Etihad again. 10 visits, 10 defeats, and no goal here for 6 years. Eddie Howe's side are out of all of the cups, out of the race for the Champions League, and are scrambling to stay relevant in the race for the minor European competitions.
There's no part of me that feels sorry for ourselves or why are these things happening to us. We just have to improve and we have to get better.
Gabs, talk me through it. I've had this chat about Eddie Howe.
Yes.
But that's it now. They're out of the competitions. They're miles off it in the Premier League. Surely these owners are going to be looking at him going, can you take us to the next level?
Obviously, Eddie Howe should be sat, to be honest.
Ooh.
I don't think any of us is expecting us to come in this season and beat bloody title challenges or anything like that. But, you know, probably expecting a little bit more kind of fighting desire in certain situations. Do I think Eddie Howe is probably going to be in charge come the end of next season? Personally, no, probably not.
I don't think we can feel sorry for ourselves or have that kind of emotion. It's happened. This season could have ended up very different. It seems on the big moments have just gone against us, but we have to take responsibility for that. But we will come back.
15 points off Aston Villa in fourth place, 15 points off the Champions League places. It's not good enough, is it?
No.
They've got a talented squad of players. Yes, injury problems, but the players that they've got, it's not good enough.
I like Eddie Howe. Everyone likes Eddie Howe.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. He's a good tactician. He's English. You want to see him do well. Get that. But these owners want to take this club to the elite level. They want to be the new Man City. They want to be that club. And I don't know if Eddie Howe's that guy. And I think Newcastle fans are starting to change their opinion on the whole situation.
Yes. I don't think he's going to get sacked. I think they've got to have a good end of the season. And I think start of next season, the first 10 games, if they're struggling again, I think he'll go. But I don't think they'll sack him in the summer.
We have a responsibility in these final 10 games to build. Of course, we'll have our targets for this season, but we're always building for the future and to make sure that we're the most competitive team we can be.
There will come a point where Newcastle will be expected to be in the Champions League every season. Every season, Johnny. That's where Newcastle have got to aim. That's where they're heading. And if Eddie Howe's not going to do that every season, then he has to go.
I'm absolutely, massively howling. There's no chance Howe's going anywhere. And anyone who wants him out who claims he's a Newcastle fan doesn't go to the games. It's all right to criticise things when he gets wrong, but there's no chance he should be getting sacked. He performed miracles the year he got appointed. We should have gone down that year after Bruce, and he performed miracles to save us and finish 12th.
I don't think he'll be Newcastle manager by...
October
next year. October, I don't think he'll be
Who do you reckon would be the favourite to get it?
Jose Mourinho. Give it to Mourinho, he's there.
I just think people jump to conclusions and go, we're not pushing top four already. Get the manager out. Why?
People say our season's over, and that's absolute nonsense as far as I'm concerned. We're driving forward to try and get our best form back, first and foremost, to try and win as many games as we can, finish the season in a positive way, because no doubt we'll take that feeling into next year as well.
TalkSport Daily.
Fantastic, Spurs so poor. It finishes Fulham 3, Spurs 0.
He's Spursy. Back at it. Still celebrating. No darts to be found today for Mr. Madison. No darts being thrown.
I thought Spurs were off the pace. I thought the midfield, and I just don't think we was at the races. And they made it hard for us, and we've got to be better, mate. We can't go, you know, batter Aston Villa like we've done. Put in a performance, best performance of the season.
Yeah.
We were miles off it, mate. Miles off it.
I don't think it's a step forward and a step back. I think it's four steps forward and one step back. If we were going a step forward and a step back, we wouldn't be in the position we are.
Horrendous. Absolutely diabolical. I don't know how that team, and you tell me, can go to Villa, win 4-1, and now lose 3-0. Where does that come from?
Maybe we believe our own hype a little bit. When you put in a performance like that against Aston Villa, and then you rock up and you think you're going to go and do it again, and it's easy, and you start thinking you can play tippy-tappy football. We gave the ball away for fun.
Look, we can lose 2-1. We can lose against City 4-3. We can't lose how we lost today, because that was terrible.
It's not, you know, acceptable, but ultimately it's an opportunity for a bit of growth for our group and for me to understand that needs to happen if we want to be playing at the levels we have been so far.
The reason we're fourth and fifth is because we lose games, right? Yeah. Because we're inconsistent, right? So when there's a top four race, we have it every season, you know, Spurs do it. And, you know, when you watch Man City and Liverpool and Arsenal fighting out for the title, they don't lose games. No. They win games every week. You know, it's going to be a massive
consistency.
Yeah.
But that fourth spot, when you're fighting out, whatever team it is every season, you're pulling your hair out every week because one minute you're good, then you're bad, then you're good, then you lose, you draw.
Spursy, isn't it, though, Jay? I like Postecoglou, but we've lost Ange Ball a little bit over the past few months. Like, we're not dominating the games like we used to. We're not defending well like we used to. I appreciate his honesty of sticking with his philosophy, but when it gets to the business end of the season and there's a place in the Champions League up for grabs, you've got to do what you've got to do to win.
It's a bad result for Spurs, that. When you're fighting for the top four, you've got Man United breathing down your neck, you've just beat Villa, and I knew it'd be tough.
Yeah.
But with the players that Spurs have got and where they're trying to get to, that's a shocking result.
I just think it exposed the biggest problem we have at Tottenham, which is Ange is a one-trick pony.
You can't blame Ange every week if the team don't play well. At the end of the day, that team he put out there pumped Aston Villa the week before.
I don't think we'll win anything under Ange. We've got a serious chance over the next 4 or 5 years to really start challenging.
What are you talking about, Charles? What are you talking about? No, we've got Ange and he's doing a good job. We've got to give him time. It's been a breath of fresh air, this manager this season. And you're digging him out saying you ain't going to win anything.
So good last week at Aston Villa, but oh my, so, so poor this afternoon, defensively and going forward. Spurs missed the chance to go into the top four. Fulham 3, Tottenham 0.
Hey! Tottenham Hotspur! Big Ange! Can you hear me, Big Ange?
Why not, Lane? Can you hear me?
Johnson! AJ Tracy! Your boys took one hell of a beating!
AJ Tracy, where are you? Today weren't good enough. Nowhere near good enough. And the players know that. But I don't think you go and be like, right, yeah, we've got to get it over the line and crawl over the line and change your philosophy. Stick to your guns.
I've already been told that we're out of the race. So 10 games to go, plenty of football, plenty of opportunities for us to get some more growth out of this group of players and growth as a team.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, looking ahead to today's FA Cup quarterfinals, and of course, we're bringing you another two games on TalkSport, including live and exclusive commentary of the game of the weekend as the massive, mighty, monumental Manchester United will be smashing Liverpool.
There's nothing like Manchester United against Liverpool.
I'm not worried about Liverpool. We have to think about ourselves.
And Manchester United have won it. 10 injured, Ten Hag under pressure, tenacious and victorious. And they might still be able to get some silverware out of the wreckage of a disappointing season.
Era can come to an end.
As Klopp's Liverpool reign starts to come to an end.
The trophy hunt won't stop for Klopp.
They are a relentless winning machine.
And Mo Salah scores for Liverpool.
Rashford's got into the penalty. He's taken it wide and smashed it into the goal. It's 2-0 to Manchester United.
The FA Cup, the oldest and the best domestic cup competition anywhere around the world.
Another defining night at Old Trafford is on the card.
Join Adrian Durham with all the build-up from 3 ahead of the 3:30 kickoff. Shortly we'll hear from Liverpool gaffer Jurgen Klopp, but first here's the superstar, is Erik ten Hag, I'm not biased, who was asked if a victory in this game will save their season. Great question.
Some games are bigger than others, that's definitely. And I think Manchester United, Liverpool, that's always a big game, but especially when it's quarter-final, FA Cup. We're really looking forward. It's a special game, absolutely.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm not sure if that's exactly what you call enjoyment, but I'm looking forward to it. So it's a good thing. Come on.
An Old Trafford, which has seen too many bad days this season, has seen a good one today. For Manchester United, at least.
This 90-minute idea of a game.
One game away from the sack.
We have to save the season. We know we have to catch up in the Premier League. And now we have an opportunity to win silverware. The only opportunity is the FA Cup. So we are only away 3 wins. But yeah, are big games. And we have to play our best. So yeah, Sunday it's a test for us. But we lack the test. We like the challenging.
More tickets, 9,000 people, Old Trafford, Manchester United, yeah.
It's Diaz inside the box, dribble past the goalkeeper and smashes it home!
If you want to win, and we want to win, you play against a good team because then you are right. They are very consistent. Yeah, then we need our best to beat them.
Erik ten Hag is a really good manager. He will prepare them. He knows exactly how we play. So we will face there some challenges we don't know in the moment. So, yes, as much as it's possible, I enjoy it.
Of course, they're pivotal moments in the season because United fans will want to see a performance against their major rival. And, yeah, that is needed after having a pretty dismal season.
It's about sticking together,
You have to face it together. Make sure we are always on one page together around Manchester United. As you say, there will always be noise. Don't get distracted from it. Always give your best. Every day, deliver. And then finally you will achieve your aims and your goals.
It was always a tough place to go for us. It's not easy. It means everything to both fan groups. Means absolutely everything. We know that, but you never know. So there are no guarantees, just opportunities. That's how we see it. And we were really willing to give it a try.
In such games, we always achieve very good performances. So yeah, we had our setbacks. We had our lows. But I don't think in any really high-rated game, we had our lows. Then we were always top form. So, and I'm convinced we will be on Sunday as well.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, looking back on yesterday's Premier League action, where Burnley won just their fourth game of the season after a 2-1 win over No Tan Dan's Brentford. How embarrassing is that? Whilst Luton drew 1-1 with Nottingham Forest. Huge game, that. Here's how those games sounded across the TalkSport network.
There goes the full-time whistle, and that's the sound of a rare Burnley home win in the Premier League. Only their second three-point haul here all season.
How good does it feel? I think we have to celebrate. It's a day where, you know, we won, we got the 3 points. The way we'll handle this is we'll really enjoy this moment today, and then tomorrow we go back to work.
That's how hard it is, Chris, to win football matches in the Premier League. They were hanging on for dear life at the end of that game. They've got over the line and got themselves 3 points.
You don't have to look too much into it. I think we do our job pretty well on many occasions, but we don't always get the results. Today we did our job and we got the result.
Maybe, just maybe, there's just that little bit more hope around this part of Lancashire that the greatest of great escapes can still be managed by Vincent Kompany and Burnley.
Well, there's never been a lack of belief, so a bit of belief has never been the case. For us, we have total belief, full belief.
Momentum, bit of confidence going into the next couple of games that they've got. Who knows what can happen to Burnley? It would be a great escape, wouldn't it?
I think it's important, you know, because so many times we've come back in the dressing room and we've had to say all the right things, do all the right things to give ourselves that, to keep that energy, just the energy, to give ourselves a chance in the next games. And so many times, actually, we've played well and had disappointing results where we conceded in the last minute, like against West Ham. And, you know, to bring up that energy throughout the week to always start the game like we did today, I think then at the end you earn the right to celebrate when you win. And then it's not going to be win, rest, work. It's going to be win and then work tomorrow.
And there is the final whistle from referee Darren England. After 8.5 minutes of added time, it's finished here. Luke 1, Forest 1-8.
You know, it's almost a miracle that we got something from the game in a way, because we had so many players playing out of position. They deserve so much credit. So I was frustrated because, yeah, we're all desperate to win, but I can't grumble with the point at the end of the day.
I think we did enough to win the game. I think we controlled the game. We were dominant. The best chances, clear chances, are ours. We should have put the game to bed.
We played the most intense game of the season on Wednesday, and they've had a full week. And we've got 19 new players missing, and we lost 2 today. So I think there's a few reasons for it. In the end, I didn't really care how it came. We got an equaliser because obviously at one stage we'd have been 6 points behind them, and now it's, you know, it's where we were at the beginning of the day. So it's not the worst result for us.
I think, honestly, with all the respect for Luton, I admire the work they've been doing with Rob. But today I think we were the better team, the more dominant team, the team that controlled the game.
We won't know. None of us have got a crystal ball. We can't look ahead. But, you know, these last 2 points away at Palace and today might be really important.
The reality is that we have to wait the decision, see how the table is, and then face the 9 games ahead of us.
Let's be honest, it's not just Forest that are in this fight. There's, you know, we're not too far away from one or two other teams either, so we're just trying to get as many points as we can.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
TalkSport Daily.
And we end today with some egg chasing. And the 2024 Six Nations came to an end yesterday with Ireland regaining the title. Our rugby reporter Alfie Reynolds has been rounding up all the action from Super Saturday.
So Ireland are the 2024 Men's Six Nations champions. They defeated Scotland 17-13 in Dublin to win back-to-back titles. It was far from a classic, and the championship ends in disappointment for the Scots, having only won two of their matches. Earlier on Saturday, Warren Gatland admitted he offered the Welsh Rugby Union his resignation after Wales lost at home to Italy to go winless in the Six Nations for the first time since 2003. They didn't accept it, but it's a long road ahead for this Welsh rebuild. As for Italy, it's their most successful championship since they joined the tournament way back in 2000 with two wins and a draw. Then England suffered heartbreak away to France in the final game. A late Thomas Ramos penalty snatched a two-point win for the French, who finished second in the table behind Ireland. For England, an opportunity missed perhaps, but they'll feel positive about their direction of travel. This Six Nations is a platform for what the future under Steve Borthwick could be.
Well, that's it for another podcast. Thanks for listening on TalkSport, wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure, of course, you hit that subscribe button. I'm back tomorrow afternoon on Andy Goldstein's wonderful award-winning Drive Time show at 4 p.m. alongside the sneaker freak himself, the wonderful, the equally brilliant Darren Bent, looking back at all the weekend's football. There will, of course, be another one of these first thing out in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.